Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to One Good Question or One Good Topic or whatever the hell we want to talk about on our Friday episode. Head over to 3sb.co for all your apparel needs. Today, I think we're talking about drugs.
Drugs, weight loss drugs in particular. I was actually listening to another podcast this morning, and on this the topic of weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy and whatever. And, you know, a year ago, everyone, you know, not everyone, but a lot of people were like, hey, these drugs are great, and there's, like, no side effect to them really at all, and really it's just all kind of all benefit and and whatever.
Which just can't be true.
Which can't be true, because there's, I mean...
That's impossible.
Yeah, there's always something.
Yeah, there's always effects.
Yeah, yeah.
Not everything's fucking great.
When they say there's no such thing as a free lunch... They're not just talking about libertarianism. They're talking about anything that you're trying to alter yourself with. There's got to be a
every decision in life.
Yeah,
there's going to be an effect.
Yeah, for sure. There are always consequences.
Yeah,
but the one, I mean, there are several that are being looked at right now that are potentially problems. One that does seem to be a thing is slowing down how the stomach works.
Like maybe absorption itself. I mean, that's the concept of fat loss pills or weight loss pills in general, just by logic. And obviously there's many metrics and many different like channels they can go through to cause weight loss, but all of them are affecting probably what you absorb. And so you're probably going to have some kind of health issue.
Yeah. And right?
Like you're not getting enough vitamins, you're not getting enough minerals. Maybe the protein synthesis is affected. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then it's always just to what extent? Like how fat and out of shape and unhealthy are you? And is this worse or better?
Yeah, yeah. Are you improving your outcomes enough?
Yeah. Which is probably true if you're very unhealthy. But with Ozempic in particular, it's gotten so popular because it does work so well that it's being like over-the-counter used. It's being used left and right by like just folks.
Yeah.
And if you're like semi-healthy and just want to get shredded... Now those negatives that may come from any pill, not even just this one, are probably not worth it, right? But if you're on the edge of death and you're 800 pounds and you're type 2 and your blood pressure and all this, then, you know, it might be worth a little more of a stronger attack.
Yeah, like more in that vein, previous guest on this show, Dr. Spencer Nadelsky, is a proponent of these drugs, and he... points out that he's been called a shill for Big Pharma or whatever for doing this. But like his point is that people who are desperate, the end justify the means.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's obviously per person. And the issue with someone like Nadolsky is that he's an online presence, so things can get clipped out of context, taken out of context.
Yeah.
He only has 140 words to get across what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
And then people are going to take what they want. Like, I'm sure we could talk to him and he's not going to say, like, I should take it right now to drop my last 5 pounds.
Yeah, because that doesn't actually make any sense. Yeah. You probably wouldn't qualify for just on that basis unless you were like, I don't know, borderline diabetic or something.
Yeah, I don't think qualifications matter.
Yeah, I don't think they do. I don't think they do either because of the way people are getting this.
Right,
it's not directly over the counter, but it practically is because you're mostly not dealing with a real doctor every minute. You know, you're checking in with a doctor, and you know they're probably motivated to continue selling it because they're making money.
Well, and even just in America, it doesn't matter if it's over the counter or not. You can get whatever you want.
Yeah, this is true.
Right? People joke about Mexico making everything legal, but like, if you want something in America, you can go get it.
You pretty much go get it. Yeah. An interesting thing about Dr. Nadelsky, though, is he is now the medical director of Weight Watchers, and Weight Watchers has always been anti diet drug.
Did Oprah hop out of that thing?
Oprah left the board.
Yeah,
and
still owns it.
And
maybe?
the reason that was given was that she was using one of these drugs, and didn't want to, you know, be the one setting the an example that goes against what supposedly the philosophy of the company. But on the other hand, Dr. Nadelsky is someone who is a proponent of it. So I don't know. It feels like maybe there was another reason, or she just has personal. she has personal feelings about the message it sends or whatever.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? This is a real quick
it's
question.
Such a big business when you're starting to deal in those realms. Who knows what the fuck's going on?
Correct, yes. The more digits to the left of the decimal point, the more complicated things
get. For sure.
So in particular, for like our world, the question is about muscle loss. How, you know, people talk about Ozempic face or Ozempic butt.
I haven't heard of Ozempic butt.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah, flat.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one likes a flat ass.
Lose the fat in their
ass. I swear to God, when in the 90s, a flat ass was hot, though.
Maybe.
No, for sure. Like, you look at all the models and stuff in the 90s, and they're all, like, stick thin.
Yeah, they're all super thin, yeah.
They had no, like, maybe titties were hot. Like, they just started to become, like, a thing to get fake tits, like the Pam Andersons and Carmen Electras. But, like, all the sexy chicks on the commercials and whatever, you had, like, no ass. And then now everyone's got a fake ass.
Everybody has a fake ass. Yeah, that's it. The revolution is the fake ass. I mean, it's, you know.
There's no in between.
It's boobs on your butt, you know. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, every rapper's got a fucking crazy surgery, ass surgery. It's just so crazy. That's only 20 years difference to go from not only the extremes, but what all society in the Western world considers roughly. Obviously, everyone's got their own personal preference. You can like flat asses for all I care. I don't give a fuck what you like. But generally, the society and the culture is now, just... Talk about 180. Holy shit. Pendulum swinging.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole like valuing an ass and a thigh gap at the same time. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Thigh gap. Yeah. In our world is faux pas, but in general, people still dig it. And then hip dips are a thing people talk about, but that's like genetic. I mean, all of it's kind of genetic. I don't know, man. It's hard to be a dude in the fitness space, but it's probably really hard to be a chick.
I imagine it's very challenging. Yeah. To meet expectations. But anyway, I will link some studies into this, but, talking about muscle mass loss, apparently studies are showing that the muscle mass loss is about the same as losing weight period.
Yeah. Part of the issue probably is, again, who they're testing. If they're testing people that actually qualify for the drug, then chances are they might not be eating adequate protein to begin with. And they're probably not resistance training to begin with. They're probably not very athletic and fit to begin with. So then, like, not to say the studies don't matter, but it almost controls that variable quickly, right? It controls a variable of have no muscle, get no muscle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're peeling stuff off, and particularly if you're losing muscle and fat in the same proportion, you know, 50-50-ish, whatever.
Yeah, at that point, it just doesn't matter, really. Because if you're 800 pounds, we just got to get some weight off you so your fucking pipes can work a little better. But then once you start to get into the casual user of it.
Right. That's,
May or may not matter. Or, you know, again, it may have different effects depending on the age group. Depending on how active they are, if the study's on a bunch of people that are like extreme obese and have no activity, and they're losing no muscle, maybe because they got no muscle to lose.
Yeah,
right. If we do it on more of a moderate crowd and we hit some 50-year-olds that are just a little bit overweight and still qualify for this, maybe they are type 2 or something. Are they losing muscle at rates that may be unhealthy or? Bone. I know bone density is
an issue. That's still being studied.
That's always been a thing with diet drugs and dieting in general and diabetes. Obviously, absorption of vitamins and minerals with all these drugs. Because even in my time in the fitness industry, like I've paid attention to this shit since maybe 2006 closely. And before that was just, you know, magazines or whatever, beefhead magazines. But there's never been a drug that people like were like kind of about.
Yeah,
like most of them were sugar pills, you know, or they're so extreme they just didn't work. Like to have an actual diet pill that may help, but again, like it doesn't really help, right? Because then when you get off it, what's going to happen? Have you changed your habits? Have you exercised? Do you know how to eat? Do you understand anything about nutrition? Are you still going back to your big gulp of, you know, 180 grams of sugar every gas station? So like the root cause may not be an issue or may still be an issue.
Yeah, for sure. And just like with regular dieting, like it's not, if you're trying to lose weight, it's not required that you lift weights, do resistance training, get exercise, whatever. It's just so much better for your body in the end, and a way to deal with potential muscle loss in any kind of fat loss scenario is resistance training.
Yeah. I mean, that's the habit part, right?
Yeah.
What are you trying to be healthy and move? And as you get older and you fall and you bump shit, do you want muscle and bone to be ready for it? And the only way to continue that is resistance training. You know, milk and diet doesn't really have a ton to do with it. Eat enough protein to lift some weights is a way to kind of help all your bones and all your muscles. But it should go in phases. And that's the issue if you're calling someone like a pharmaceutical shill. Like, how many doctors are like paid by the round or by the point of what they're doing? So they're seeing someone for 5 minutes because they're checking off their list and they're going to the next person, rather than if you have someone who's type 2 and all this stuff and they're trying to change them. You know, they need like real consulting and like habit changes, life changes.
Yeah.
Get them Ozempic would be great to kickstart that.
Yeah.
You know, so they're not slamming McFlurries at midnight every night, and maybe they're not as hungry. But then if they're not learning anything about healthy lifestyle or an active lifestyle, then now we're just kind of pumping steroids in a dead chicken.
Yeah. The recommendation obviously is have diet, you know, nutrition counseling and all of that stuff, and then therapy for a lot of people, just straight up talk therapy and stuff, along with these drugs, and not to take them by themselves. But that's also true of like antidepressant drugs, and they get prescribed all the time without the talk therapy component.
When you talk about the reality of all this, like, say someone is extreme overweight, can't even like hold a job.
Yeah.
How are they going to afford the pill, doctor visits, nutritionist, personal trainer? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the only way it's going to work. Chances that you just all of a sudden become so motivated and grab all the information on Google, start working out by yourself 3 times a week, start eating perfectly and taking Ozempic without any professional help is probably slim to none. And then the fact that you're in this situation to begin with and you can afford the time and the money to grab all these professionals, probably also slim to none. You know, I've never heard or seen that type of transformation just because it's so hard. People have done it on their own for sure. And I've met people like that something did flip and they fixed it, but that's one in a billion. And then, it's just such a complicated issue, starting with education and just generally how our whole society is built up, sadly.
Yeah, for sure. So this is not a medical show. We are.
But don't take Ozempic, fatties. Go figure it out.
Or if you do, do it the right way.
Go lift some weights.
But that's true about dieting, period. Do it the right way. You can start lifting weights, do it the right way.
Yeah, go lift weights.
Go lift weights.
It fixes a lot of things. Ladies and gentlemen, new episode Wednesday and Friday. If you're in California this weekend, we got a meet starting at 9 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Come hang out. Spectators allowed, $20. We'll be kicking it all weekend long. Third Street Barbell, Sacramento, California. If you're looking for a gym and a community to come get better and actually get fit, we don't sell Ozempic. And 3SB.co for all your clothing needs. I'm Solomon Mike. Where you want to find me?
I am at DJ McD and all the social media. This show is 50% Facts, where percent is a word and 50 is just numbers. 50% Facts, this is Spreaker Prime Podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network. And we'll talk to you next time.